Welcome back, everybody, to the first deep dive of 2025.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah.
We wanted to kick things off with one of the topics from the first Tech to Tech issue of the year.
Yes.
And this one is all about AI strategy. You know, there's all this incredible potential, but it's moving so fast and it can feel really overwhelming to actually even figure out where to start with it.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot of things that it's doing that are super cool. But then at the same time, you know, we don't see like a lot of businesses or a lot of applications in day-to-day life yet. So it's kind of like this weird.
It's this weird in-between phase, right? Where it's not quite sci-fi anymore,
right?
But it's not fully integrated into our lives either.
Exactly.
So that's why I think having a good strategy is so important. Yeah. And I think that's one of the big takeaways from these DevoTeam articles is don't just jump on the AI bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because you're going to end up wasting a lot of time and money if you don't know what you're doing.
Totally. And they were saying that there are a lot of companies out there that are implementing AI.
Right.
And it's failing. And it's failing because they don't have a clear plan.
Exactly.
They don't know what their goals are. And so it's really important to understand that before you even get started, like, what is it that you're actually trying to achieve here?
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that I think is really interesting, and it was highlighted in the DevoTeam articles, was this focus on people.
Yes.
And this idea that
the human element
of an AI strategy
that's
often overlooked.
Yeah. And they talk about three things in particular. And I wanted to get your take on all of this.
Sure.
Talent culture and empowerment.
Yeah. I mean, those are all absolutely critical.
Okay.
You know, you can have the most amazing AI technology in the world.
Mm.
But if you don't have the right people in place to implement it and manage it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the CTO of DevoTeam, he actually said that having a good AI strategy requires two things in particular.
And what were those?
Data management and talent acquisition.
Yeah. He actually used the term data centricity.
Oh, interesting.
Which I think is spot on. It's not just about having data.
Right.
It's about having the right data and using it effectively.
Yeah.
And that ties directly into the talent piece.
Yeah, and they have a really great white paper on AI implementations across industries.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move on and talk about
one
of the specific case studies that DevoTeam highlighted in their articles. And this was about La Poste, which is the French postal service.
Yes.
Now, La Poste is a massive organization.
Huge.
And they've been using AI to enhance their ServiceNow platform,
which is a pretty big deal.
And so they used AI to improve things like customer service, automating tasks, you know, really streamlining their operations.
And what's really interesting about the La Poste case study is that they focused on user-centered design.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they weren't just thinking about the technical aspects of the AI implementation.
Mm-hmm.
They were also really thinking about how the AI system would be used by both employees and customers. And it seems like that approach really paid off for La Poste.
Yeah.
They saw significant improvements in customer satisfaction and overall efficiency.
But the question is, how do we actually measure the value of AI?
Because at the end of the day, businesses need to see a return on their investment.
Right.
And DevoTeam has a whole section in their articles on AI ROI.
Okay.
Which I think is really helpful.
It's not just about cost savings.
It's not just about cost savings,
okay.
Although that's certainly a part of it.
Right.
You also need to consider things like increased revenue, improved customer satisfaction, even things like employee engagement and innovation.
So it's really about taking a holistic view of value.
Exactly.
Right.
They actually lay out a four-step framework for measuring and optimizing AI ROI.
Interesting.
Which I think is worth digging into in detail.
Okay.
But the key takeaway here is that you need to be deliberate about how you're measuring success.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just assume that AI is going to magically improve everything overnight.
Right.
You need to have clear objectives, track your progress, and be willing to adjust your approach as needed.
So we've talked about strategy, the importance of talent and culture.
Right.
Even how to measure ROI.
Yeah.
But I think we need to zero in on what I think is a really crucial piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
And that's data. And if you have bad data, you're going to get bad results.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
But it's more than just having clean data, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what else is there?
It also needs to be relevant to the problem you're trying to solve.
Okay. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, you know, figuring out what your goals are.
Exactly.
Like if your goal is to, you know, reduce customer churn.
Then you need to have the data that's relevant to that goal.
And I think that's a really important point, because a lot of companies, they collect a ton of data, but they don't necessarily know what to do with it.
Right.
Or they don't have the right data for the specific AI applications they're interested in.
And I imagine the type of data that you need also depends on the type of AI model.
Absolutely.
You're using, right?
Yeah.
So how do you even know, like, what model is right for you?
Well, Devotee mentions that choosing the right AI model can feel really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not a technical expert.
Right.
But they do offer some helpful guidance.
Okay.
They suggest considering the complexity of the problem you're trying to solve.
Okay.
And the level of accuracy you need.
So for a simple problem,
right,
like maybe categorizing emails.
Exactly.
You might be able to use a relatively basic model.
But for something more complex, like predicting stock prices.
Right.
You need a much more sophisticated approach.
But how do you actually know, like, which one is right for your specific use case?
Honestly, it often comes down to experimentation.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground so far.
We have.
We've talked about the need for a solid AI strategy, the importance of data,
right?
How to choose the right model.
Yeah.
But I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about the future of AI.
Okay.
What are some of the emerging trends and ongoing challenges that we need to be aware of?
Well, that's a great question, and it's something that DevoTeam also touches on in their articles.
Okay.
They highlight generative AI as a major force to watch.
Right.
Especially when it comes to cybersecurity.
Like, this is a whole other can of worms.
Because if AI can be used to create incredibly convincing fake content.
Yeah.
It raises all sorts of questions about trust and authenticity.
Like, how do we even know what's real anymore?
Exactly.
And this is something that the CTO of DevoTeam also mentioned.
He did.
In the article that he wrote.
Yeah, he said that security concerns are top of mind for business leaders right now.
Yeah, and I think for good reason.
For good reason.
So how do we even begin to address these challenges?
Well, DevoTeam emphasizes the importance of what they call responsible AI.
Okay.
Which is about developing and deploying AI systems in a way that aligns with our values.
Okay.
And benefits society as a whole.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
It's not just about the technology. It's about the ethical considerations and the potential impact on society.
Yeah, and this is something that I think we're going to be talking a lot more about.
Oh, absolutely.
In the future.
Yeah, as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, these ethical considerations are going to become increasingly important.
And then finally, governance.
Governance is all about establishing clear guidelines and regulations for the development and deployment of AI systems.
Okay, so kind of like a set of rules of the road for AI.
Exactly.
And are there any, like, regulations out there right now?
There are some.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's still a very much evolving area.
Yeah. It seems like things are changing so quickly that
it's hard for the regulations to keep up.
Yeah. It's hard to make rules about something that's changing so rapidly.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for organizations to be proactive.
Yeah.
And to be thinking about these ethical considerations from the very beginning.
So it sounds like we've got AI, security measure, cybersecurity measures, ethical considerations in governance.
That's right.
And all of these things are interconnected, right?
All interconnected.
You can't really have responsible AI.
Can't have one without the others.
Without addressing all four of them.
Exactly.
Okay, this is fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating.
And I'm really glad that we're starting off the year with this topic, because I think it's going to be...
It's going to be a big year for AI.
Yeah, it's only going to become more important.
Absolutely.
As we move forward. So for our listeners out there who are interested in learning more about this topic,
please check out the DevoTeam articles.
Yeah, they're linked in the newsletter.
Yes, all the links are in the newsletter.
So be sure to check those out.
And their website is a great resource as well.
Okay, great.
Lots of good information on there.
Yeah, it's like a mix of excitement and fear,
right? Exactly.
We're seeing all these amazing things that it can do, but then also worrying about, like, what are the downsides?
What if it goes wrong?
Yeah.
What if it takes over the world?
What if it takes my job?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this idea of responsible AI comes in.
Okay.
It's about acknowledging those anxieties and then actually trying to work to mitigate those risks while at the same time embracing the potential benefits.
So it's not just about building AI systems.
Yeah.
It's about building them in a way that's ethical.
Exactly. It's about building AI that benefits society.
That benefits everybody.
Yeah. And I think one area where this is particularly relevant is in cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Because as AI systems become more sophisticated, They also become more attractive targets for attackers.
Yikes. I didn't think about that.
Right. So if someone can hack into a powerful AI system,
yeah,
they could potentially cause a lot of damage.
But it's not just about protecting the AI systems themselves.
No.
It's also about protecting the data they use.
Right. Because if the data is compromised,
right,
then the AI system is basically useless.
Or worse, it could generate.
Or worse.
Right. Bad outputs.
It could be used to generate harmful outputs,
yeah,
misleading outputs.
Okay, so this is where things like data anonymization and access controls come in.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's really about thinking about security from multiple angles.
Multiple angles.
You need to protect the AI system,
yeah,
the data they use,
mm-hmm,
and then even the outputs that they generate.
And this is an area where continuous monitoring and adaptation are key.
Okay.
Because the threat landscape is constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be constantly updating your security measures to stay ahead of the bad guys.
It sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
But the good news is there are a lot of resources and tools available.
Oh, good.
To help businesses kind of navigate all of this.
Okay. So for someone out there listening who's like just starting to explore this whole world of AI.
Okay.
What do you think are like the key takeaways from these articles?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to approach AI strategically.
Okay.
Don't just jump in because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Really take the time to think about what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
Assess whether you actually have the right data,
yeah,
to support those goals, and then come up with a solid plan.
Like any other big business initiative.
Exactly.
You wouldn't just jump into it.
You need a roadmap.
Yeah.
You need to know where you're going.
Okay. And then the second thing.
The second thing is don't underestimate the human element.
Okay.
You know? AI is a powerful tool, but at the end of the day, it's just a tool.
Yeah.
And it's people who are really driving this whole thing forward.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that you have the right talent in place,
mm,
that you're fostering a culture of innovation,
okay,
and that you're thinking about the ethical implications of AI.
So it's not just about the tech.
It's not just about, yeah, the tech. It's about the people.
The people behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the third key takeaway is, mm, that you need to be constantly learning.
Okay.
This field is moving so fast.
Yeah.
That if you're not keeping up,
you're going to fall behind it.
You're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
So there are a ton of resources out there. You know, DevoTeams, Tech2Tech newsletter is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
There are online courses, industry conferences.
Yeah.
You know, there's no shortage of ways to learn.
Yeah. Meetups.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot of really interesting stuff today.
I have.
Like from the Banny world to this idea of responsible AI,
mm-hmm,
data management.
Data centricity.
Yeah, data centricity.
Yeah.
Choosing the right models.
And the future of AI.
Yeah, the future of AI. Yeah. It's all really exciting.
It is.
And for our listeners out there, if you are interested in learning more about this topic,
yeah,
we encourage you to go and check out the DevoTeam articles that are linked in the newsletter.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more detail in there. All right. Well, that is it for our deep dive this week.
It's been fun.
It has been.
Yeah.
And be sure to join us next time for another deep dive into the world of tech.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.